Time for another Grace to You audio blog. Check out what John MacArthur has to say, then keep listening for details on how to get into the online discussion.
Another area with tremendous implications is the whole area of family. The whole area of family. Because only human beings understand family. We're the only ones who understand parenting. And it isn't surprising to me that leftist, liberal, evolutionists, anti-God people are also anti-family. Oh, they may go to church, they may pretend to be religious, but they don't believe in the family. And one of the indications they don't believe in the family is that they believe homosexuality is an alternative lifestyle and that homosexuals ought to be able to raise children as well. In fact, they believe that we ought to legislate homosexuals as legally married. When you see somebody who advocates homosexuality, who advocates homosexuality as an alternative lifestyle, somebody who exalts feminism to the point where they exalt the single mother, the single parent, God intended families with fathers and mothers to raise children. But if we're simply moving along in the evolutionary chain, family plays no role. I hate to tell you this, folks. Dolphins eat their own young. Yeah, the flipper. It's not a big issue to them. And so do many other species of animals. Only among humans is there family, and that's part of the image of God. Remember how important it was when we talked about the image of God? We talked about that we were created, let us make man in our image, and God uses a plural pronoun because God is a plurality of three persons in one, and when he made us in his image, he made us not only with personhood, but he made us to have relationships, even as the Trinity has relationships. Family. Wherever you have evolution in a society, you're going to have the death of the family. Family doesn't matter because relationships don't matter. Parenting doesn't matter. The state will try to convince you that they can do a better job raising your children. That's what Hillary Clinton tried to say in her book, It Takes a Village. It doesn't take a village. It takes a father and a mother and some grandparents and aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters. God's designed one man, one woman together for life, raising their children. You come up with an evolutionary view, and you convince people that we're just on an evolutionary cycle trying to survive, and you destroy the family. And believe me, the liberal agenda is anti-family. They can talk about family all they want. They only know one thing, and that is to throw money at people who have made such bad choices that they've destroyed their families and take the money from hardworking, faithful families to do that. One of the implications also, and I'm not saying all that I might have said, but another one that obviously strikes you is morality. Morality. Now, if you tell your teenager, if he goes to high school, and you say to your teenager, you're just a glorified baboon, you've just come out of the muck, and you were floating around in some primordial slime, and eventually you wound up in the sea in some form, and then you, as an amphibian, crawled up on the land, and eventually you evolved into some kind of primate, and here you are. How are you then going to say to him, here's the standard of morality by which you must live? On the basis of what do you tell that teenage boy that he shouldn't go and impregnate every female he can find who will bow to his advances? On the basis of what? I mean, do monkeys ask? Do monkeys get parental permission? Do they get marital documentation? I mean, if we're just animals, if that's all we are, tell me that doesn't have implications. That has massive implications. If there is no God, there is no law, there is no morality, there is no standard. So why not? How do you tell the criminal not to steal? On the basis of what? On the basis of what law, what morality, what standard, if he's nothing but an animal? We have to have something transcendental. We have to have something beyond the material. I don't know where Stephen Jay Gould thinks morality came from. And I don't know what he would want to tell somebody about how they ought to behave. if all we are is animals. It has immense implications. If I'm just an animal, folks, and it's survival of the fittest, then sorry, you don't really matter. I do. I'm the one that matters. And the only reason that you matter to me is because if I can do something good for you, I can elevate myself in my own mind and in the minds of other people. Right? You don't really matter. After all, you're only protoplasm waiting to become manure anyway, just like me. So the sooner you become manure, the less of a problem you're going to be. What's the point? Nobody really matters. If you don't matter, then that all that does matter is me. And this certainly fits into the me-ism of our society today. But you see how contrary to everything we know this is? But not only in the Bible is all of this stuff clearly indicated to us, there is law in the Bible. There is a very, very, very finely tuned criminal justice system laid out on the pages of the Word of God. Family is defined in very explicit terms. Relationships are very clearly defined. When it comes to morality, the Bible lays out a very clear standard. It's primarily summed up in love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, your neighbor as yourself. It's expanded into the Ten Commandments and expanded yet into the fullness of the Mosaic Law and expanded even beyond that by Jesus in the New Testament as He reinterpreted the Old Testament law, its true meaning, and then throughout the New Testament enriched, enhanced, and clarified that great law. And you see, all of that is predicated on the existence of God, the Creator, Sustainer of the universe.
Now that you've heard from John, let us know what you think. Go to gty.org/audioblog and leave your comment. Again, that's gty.org/audioblog. Thanks for listening.